call this Wednesday, November 12, 2025 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Richard Vineyard, and I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Forrestal?
Here.
Worderick?
Here.
Crouch?
Here.
Green? Is absent. Lanane?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
And Williams is absent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on to previous meeting minutes, may I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the August 13th, 2025 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions or amendments to the meeting minutes? Anybody? Nothing? Okay. Can I have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Worderick?
Abstain.
Thank you. Crouch?
Yes.
Lanane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Moving on to citizen comments tonight, is there anybody from the public that wants to speak regarding anything not on tonight's agenda? Seeing as there are none, no comments from the public, we'll move on to the next agenda item. There's only one public hearing scheduled for tonight's PZC meeting. Anyone wishing to speak? Nope. Very good. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2025-12, United City of Yorkville South Receiving Station?
So moved.
Second.
We have a roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Crouch?
Yes.
Lanane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Worderick?
Yes.
Okay, the PZC 2025-12, United City of Yorkville, the petitioner is requesting rezoning of approximately 4.03 acre parcel located directly north of East Schoolhouse Road, Illinois Route 126, east of Wing Road, and south of Illinois Route 71 from the B3 General Business District to the PI Public Institutional District for the development of a South Receiving Station building, a standpipe water tower, and a DuPage Water Commission metering building as part of the city's Lake Michigan Water Project. Staff, you want to please present your memo on the proposed request?
Sure, Chairman. Just as you mentioned, it's the PZC 25-12 South Receiving Station site is on item tonight. It's a 4-acre parcel on rezoning for B3 General Business District at PI Public Institutional District, located off of Illinois Route 126, east of Wing Road, and south of Illinois Route 71. Just some background on the property. The city recently acquired the parcel from Restore Church. Prior to the parcel split, the parcel was located in the southwest portion of this, as you can see in the map on the screen. The parent parcel was annexed into Yorkville in 2008, part of the Windmill Farms PUD. Although the city annexed the parcels and rezoned the entire site under a PUD zoning, a final plat was never recorded to formalize the PUD and development never commenced. In November of 2022, the City Council approved Restore Church's rezoning petition, which rezoned three parcels of approximately 33 acres to the B3 General Business District. A part of that was an annexation agreement as well, which removed the three parcels from the Windmill Farms PUD. I mentioned that since the subject parcel is no longer part of the Windmill Farms PUD, it only requires rezoning. So for the rezoning request, the use for the subject property is considered a public utility facilities other, which is a permitted land use in the PI district. The purpose of the PI district is to recognize the public and institutional facilities providing necessary services to the community. The city has provided written responses addressing each of the map amendment review standards, which will be entered into the record during the public hearing process. I will read those later. For the project overview, there's three different projects tied into this parcel. It includes two buildings, one for the South Receiving Station building, another for the DuPage Water Commission metering building, and the last one is for a standpipe, which is a water tower. There's also going to be a few impervious surfaces for site access and parking. The subject property is accessible via an access point off of East Schoolhouse Road, otherwise known as Route 126, which also serves Yorkville Hill Landscaping. The city has provided also the proposed heights of each of the building and structures. The South Receiving Station building will be approximately 26 feet tall, the DWC Metering Station building will be about 14 feet tall, and the water tower will be about 138 feet tall at the top of the tank. Since this is a request, it is only for rezoning, all the bulk and dimension standards, appearance, landscaping, and all other elements will be verified during the building permit review process. As you guys might have seen in the packet, there's a few pages showing the renderings of the site along with a site plan and then a few other exhibits just showing what the water tower and the metering and stand and the other building will look like. Also included in the memo is the property summary information of all the current zoning and land uses adjacent to the property, along with the bulk regulations for the PI district. Also, the subdivision lot split process. This parcel was actually split in October 2025 after it was cleared by the Kendall County Treasurer's Office. And also in the packet is a private survey provided by City Engineering Consultant PI, which is proposing the lot split of a single lot into three or fewer lots, and the lot is considered a public tract of land, so no final plan of subdivision approval is needed. The zoning administrator, which is Christie, can authorize a lot split as part of the rezoning approval. And lastly, regarding the comprehensive plan, the 2016 comprehensive plan calls this area to be a state conservation residential. Since the PI district is significantly different compared to large lot, low density residential, envisioned for this area, a comprehensive plan amendment would be required, which would be the institutional land use category. Lastly, staff is supportive of this proposed rezoning, as even though it requires an amendment to the comp plan, due to the city's immediate need for a reliable long-term water supply source, as well as the length of time the land has remained vacant. If you have any other questions, please let me know. Otherwise, the final consideration for this item will be on December 9th at the City Council.
Very good. Thank you. Is there anyone present or in Zoom land who would like to speak? Seeing as there are none, would the city like to have its responses to the standards recorded into public record?
Yes.
Very good. All right, conclusion of the public hearing. Since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Worderick?
Aye.
Crouch?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
All right, the public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is now closed. Moving on to unfinished business, we have none. Very good. Moving to the new business, do any of the Planning and Zoning Commission members have any questions for the staff on the proposal? It sounds pretty clear cut, guys. It's part of the Lake Michigan water hookup, and to be honest with you, is it the only one we have on the south side?
Yeah, on the south side. We do have one on the north side. It's right. Part of okay. Bright Farms.
Okay, awesome. All right. Would you, staff, would you like to read the standards for each of the requested action items and the responses?
Yep, I can do that right now. So for the rezoning standards, first one is, please state how the map amendment is consistent with the comprehensive plan and the purposes of the UDO. The map amendment is consistent with the city's comprehensive plan and UDO as there is a public need for future water supply and storage within the city. The comprehensive plan mentions utilizing Lake Michigan water as a water supply alternative for the city's future water needs. Per the UDO, the purpose of the PI district is to recognize that public and institutional facilities provide necessary services to the community.
Very good. May I have a motion to approve PZC 2025-12?
Yeah, I need to read it.
He needs to read it all.
Oh, you were. Sorry.
That was just the first one.
Sorry.
Sorry. I didn't know if you needed
to
add
anything. Nope.
No comment?
With a long pause.
Did you guys agree?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I was waiting to hear.
We'll move on to the next one.
I thought you were done.
Never that
good. Please state how the map amendment is compatible with the existing and planned uses and zoning of nearby properties. The map amendment will help address the city's future water needs and mitigate water supply concerns. The proposed amendment will not impact or disrupt adjacent properties as the city's proposed plan for buildings and structures are anticipated to blend into the existing surroundings, have minimal lighting on the site, and will utilize an existing curb cut to access the property. The vast majority of the city's operations will be conducted inside the buildings and structures.
Commission members, you guys have any questions? We agree.
Yes.
We agree. Agreement?
Yes.
All right, very good.
Please state how the subject property is suitable for the purposes of the proposed zoning district. The subject property will be utilized for the city's Lake Michigan water project. According to section 10-3-7-C of the Yorkville UDO, the PI district is intended to provide for the location of properties used or operated by a public entity or private institution. The purpose of the PI district is to recognize the public and institutional facilities provide necessary services to the community. The use and property are city-owned and will help provide for a public need.
You guys agree?
Yes.
I'm in agreement?
Yes.
We're all in agreement.
Please state how the proposed map amendment will not result in an individual parcel zoned in one zoning district that is not shared by any adjacent parcels. Although the zoning district is different from adjacent parcels, which is RB3, unincorporated, and Windmill Farms PUD, the UDO suggests property used or operated by a public entity should be zoned PI. There are also numerous examples within the city where public or institutional facilities are zoned in a similar manner. As mentioned previously, the purpose of the PI is to recognize the public and institutional facilities provide necessary services to the community.
Commission members, are we in agreement?
Yes.
We're in agreement.
Please state how the proposed parcels to be zoned shall meet the minimum frontage and area requirements of the requested zoning district as specified in section 10-3-9-A in the UDO, unless otherwise granted relief as specified in section 10-8-9 variations. The public institution, the PI district, does not have a minimum lot width or minimum lot size. Thus, the parcel will comply with the minimum frontage and area requirements. For the record, the subject property is 400 feet linear and 445 linear feet.
Commission members, are we in agreement?
We're in agreement.
Please state the community's need for the proposed land use. The city is in the need of a long-term solution for its water supply and water storage for its citizens. The proposed land use will help ensure the city's Lake Michigan water project can continue on schedule. The site will be utilized for a receiving station, which will include two buildings and a water tower, which are crucial components of the Lake Michigan water project and the city's future water needs.
Commission members are in agreement?
Yes.
We agree.
And last one. Please state the length of time the property has been vacant, the zone considered in the context of a land development in the area and vicinity of the subject property. The overall area has been mostly vacant and or utilized as farmland for decades. The subject property was part of the Windmill Farms PUD in 2008. Although the city annexed the parcels and rezoned the entire site under a PUD zoning, a final plat was never recorded to formalize the PUD, and development never commenced. This left the properties in the Windmill Farms development saddled with entitlements that limited their ability to redevelop, expand, or rezone without city council action. Restored Church purchased subject property and two other adjacent parcels in 2017. All three parcels were rezoned to B3 and removed from the Windmill Farms PUD in 2022 upon city council approval. In the spring of 2025, the city purchased approximately 4.03 acres from the Restored Church parcel, which is the very southwest portion of parcel pin number 05-03-300-029. The subject property will be split from its current parcel later this year, which actually in October this year it was split. So it is now considered parcel. This new parcel is now considered number 05-03.300-043.
Commission members, we in agreement? Any?
Yes.
We're in agreement. Very good. So may I have a motion to approve PZC 2025-12, United City of Yorkville, South Receiving Station, request for rezone.
I'll make a motion.
Second? Very good. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on November 12, 2025, and discussion of the findings of facts, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for rezoning from B3 General Business District to PI Public Institutional District for the development of a South Receiving Station building, a standpipe or water tower, and DuPage Water Commission metering building as part of the city's Lake Michigan water project for one parcel totaling approximately 4.03 acres, generally located directly north of East Schoolhouse Road, Illinois Route 126, east of Wing Road, and south of Illinois Route 71. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Crouch?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Worderick?
Yes.
The motion is approved. Additional business. We had quite a meeting Monday night.
We did.
Project Cardinal Data Center was up for discussion. It was quite a lengthy meeting. I dodged out as fast as I could. I did make a public comment in support of this. I felt the city staff and elected officials were getting beat up pretty hard over this, and reminded the folks that this is for the general welfare of the entire United City of Yorkville, not to appease a couple neighborhoods. You have anything else you want to add? Or?
So at that meeting, it was the PUD agreement and the annexation agreement, which were approved. Still, we have the development agreement and the utility and infrastructure agreement to those hurdles to get approval. And then the developer has to close on the property before we record the rezoning and annexation documents. So.
And the general public is not backing off?
I don't want to comment on what the feeling of the general public is, but the city council felt that they had enough information to make a positive vote on it. So.
You guys did a great job. Like I said, I try to stay away from social media when it comes to stuff like this, but that's also a good way to gauge
how they...
On top of that, whenever I had the opportunity to talk to somebody about the data center, I found out that most of them had really no idea of it. So I took that opportunity to lay out the facts that I personally know of it. And I do believe that there was a silent majority of people, based on who I talked to, that supported the investment into the community. If you saw during the hearing, I mean, the Yorkville School District is our largest employer, with Wrigley being second. We haven't had a major industrial agreement in quite a while. Lynn's done a great job getting us some residential stuff, but having a quality mix of housing, now bringing some industrial in with a solid sales tax base, I believe is probably the bedrock of developing a stable, financially stable community. So thank you guys for all your hard work. I know you don't get appreciated for it, but we do. And then I want to welcome Wally. Wally's our newest member. Wally was actually a alderman in the town many moons ago.
Yeah,
2007, 2011. He was in when I moved into Yorkville. So he's got a wealth of experience. He's replacing Seaver Tarulis, who was also on the city council. He was only here for a short time, but at least he'll bring in that aspect of somebody who's actually been on the received our recommendation side of it. I think that will help us out making some good decisions. Anything else?
Yep, the only other thing is our meeting calendar for 2026. I will note that the November meeting is switched to a Thursday because of Veterans Day. So if you all are accepting of that change.
Next year.
Pardon me?
Do we need to vote on that, or is that just a simple majority?
Just a simple voice vote would be helpful.
Okay.
If you are for it, the schedule that's
laid
out.
Do you guys have any problem? It's one.
You can change that date.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
All those in favor, can I get an aye?
Aye.
Does anybody want to make a motion?
Do we need to make a motion for that? I will make a motion to approve the meeting dates for the calendar year 2026.
Okay. I'll second it.
All right. Can I have a vote? Yes? No?
You can do a voice vote now.
Voice vote? Yes. We're good?
Yes.
All right, we're good.
Okay. Other than that, I don't have anything else on the agenda.
Good. Seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor, say yes?
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned at 7:19:23.
Oh, that was quick. Right.
I yapped a little longer.